弟兄姊妹好
，Brothers and sisters，
感谢主，能回到会所来聚会了。
Praise the Lord, we're now back in our congregation.
盼望不要有第二次再出去了。
Sure hope we don't do this again.
回来聚会，高不高兴啊
？Are you glad that we're back?
盼望很快恢复正常，大家能够挨着坐哈。
We'll be back to be normal soon, so we can be closer to one another.
挨着坐，我们唱诗的声音都好一点。
When we're closer, we sing louder.
好，我们读几处圣经。
Let's start with a few verses.
第一处的圣经长一点。
Longer.
弟兄读单数，姊妹读双数，好不好
？Rather the odd verses.
约翰福音三章。一到十五节
John chapter 3:1-15
来弟兄读单数
Brothers odd verses
我们去读
Together
有一个法利赛人
yeah, there was a man
名叫尼哥底母是犹太人的官耶稣回答说：“我实实在在告诉你，重生就不能见神的国。”耶稣说：“我实实在在告诉你，若不是从水和圣灵生的。”不能进神的国。我说，你们必须重生，你不要以为稀奇。尼哥底母回答说：“怎能有这事呢？”
Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know,
我所说的，是我们知道的，我们所见证的，是我们见过的，你们却不领受我们的见证。除了从天降下仍旧在天的人子没有人胜过天好下面
so that everyone who believes will have eternal life in him
下面的圣经我们一起读了啊民数记二十一章旧约民数记
The book of Numbers,
chapter
21:1-9.
我们一起来读。
Together. When the Canaanite, the king of Arad, who lived in Negev, heard that Israel was coming by the way of Ephraim, he fought against Israel and took some of them captive.So Israel made a vow to the Lord and said, If you will indeed hand over this people to me, then I will utterly destroy their cities. The Lord heard the voice of the Israelites to turn over the Canaanites. Then they utterly destroyed them and their cities. And the place was named Hormah. Then they set out from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom.
And the people who came to the sea.要绕过以东地，百姓因这路难行，信众甚是烦躁，就怨怒神和摩西说：“你们为什么把我们从埃及地领出来，使我们死在旷野呢？这里没有粮， 没有水在我们的心，读下去啊。
Then the Lord sent fiery servant among the people, and they beat the people. So the many people of Israel died.
And then the
people of Israel died. So the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned, because we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Intercede with the Lord that he will remove the serpents from us. And Moses interceded for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, made a fiery serpent. And put it on a flagpole. And it shall come about that everyone who is bitten and looks at it will live. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on the flagpole. And it came about that if a serpent bit someone, he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived. And he lived.
彼得前书
First Peter
一章二十三到二十五节
Chapter 1:23-25
彼得前书一章二十三到二十五节
First Peter Chapter 1:23-25
你们有圣灵
Not of seeds which is perishable but imperishableThat is, through the living and enduring word of God.
For
all flesh is like grass, and all its glory is like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which was preached to you.
就是这道。好，从今天开始，我们要一连串讲灵命四层的信息。
So starting today, we're going to talk a new topic, the four levels of
spiritual four levels. 什么叫做灵命四层呢？
What is the four levels of spiritual world?
我们属灵生命的经历，把它由浅入深分四个层次。
So our spiritual life, starting from the beginning, the birth, to the end, has four different stages.
最早是甘恩夫人讲的。
The first stage is talked about from
Madame Gale.
Madame Gale.
她讲灵命三层。
She talked about the three stages of spiritual life.
后来 Miss Pan Lewis 呢，宾路易师母起来了。
And then later on, Miss Pan Lewis rise up.
她讲灵命四层。
And now she talked about the four stages of spiritual life.
就这个名字一直留到今天。
And that four stages has last till now.
这个灵命四层教会里面是很有名的名字。
So these four stages of spiritual life is a favorite topic among the church.
把属灵生命经历分作四层。
The experience and testimony of the spiritual life has four stages.
第一层是得救层。
The first stage is being saved.
第二层是复兴层。
Second stage, your revival.
第三层是十架层。
The third stage is coming to the cross.
第四层征战层。
And the fourth stage is when you go into battle.
我们把几十个经历都放在这四个层次里面。
Now you put all these different experiences in these four stages.
由浅入深的讲。
It starts from the very simple facts or simpler to more difficult.
把信息讲得清楚。
So my responsibility is to tell you clearly.
弟兄姊妹也负一个责任。
But you also have a responsibility.
听着经历的信息啊。
Is when you hear this sermon of testimony.
要一个追求主的心。
You have to come with a heart with pursuing.
大家一起来追求好不好？
That you want to come and learn.
我们就由浅入深的经历主的浩大的救恩。
So that from easy to difficult, let us learn his salvation.
今天第一题。
So, first stage.
我们讲的救成第一个题目。
The first topic of being saved.
重生。
To be born.
不要以为我早就重生了。
Don't think of it that I've been reborn a long time ago.
所有题目我们都让弟兄姊妹听一点新的信息。
All of the topics, we try to bring you a new perspective.
我自己在准备重生的信息。
When I was preparing for reborn,
就很得主的帮助。
I felt that I have been helped by
the Lord. 大家都有一个要追求主的心来听。
So I hope that you come with a heart that is prepared.
你们没有这个东西，没有 program.
If you have a program,
有的话把它不要丢掉。
If you do, don't throw it away.
临命时生讲完了。
So after the sermon,
订了一本小小的册子。
You gather all your programs.
所以我们随随时可以温习这些信息。
So that you may always go back and review it.
经历的信息都很宝贵的。
I told you, all the sermons of
第一个题目叫重生。
First topic.
约翰三章主对尼哥底母讲重生。
John chapter 3, the Lord was talking to Nicodemus about reborn.
非常完整的重生的信息。
A very complete message of what reborning means.
先介绍尼哥底母。
First, let's talk about Nicodemus.
主拣选他做对象。
The Lord chose him to speak to you.
尼哥底母怎样的人呢？
Who is Nicodemus?
他是以色列的官。
He is an official, a ruler.
他很有地位的人。
A person of high stature.
他一个很有学问的人。
A person of knowledge.
他自己说他是个老年人。
And he proclaimed that he is of an elder age.
很有阅历，很有见识的人。
A person who is mature and experienced.
他又是一个法利赛人。
And he is a Pharisee.
很看重行为的人。
A person who cares about good work.
主拣选这么一个对象。来讲重生真理。
So the Lord chose this particular person to talk about reborn.
但是他完全不认识主。
Yet this person, Nicodemus, did not know Christ.
被主吸引。
But yet he was attracted by Christ.
主行的神迹奇事。
All the miracles and signs by Christ draw him close.
他夜里来见耶稣。
So he came to Christ one night time.
他问的问题啊，外行极了的。
But then the question that he asked is really strange.
一个天然的人学问再好，再敬畏神，他能就外行。
It's a very simple-minded question. For a natural man to come to Christ, they wouldn't know what to do.
他称呼主，中文翻作夫子翻得很不好。
So in the Chinese version, he called Christ teacher.
原文是 teacher.
He called Christ rabbi.
叫老师。
Teacher.
他把主当作老师。
He treat Christ as a teacher.
他满头脑都是行为之道。
Because that's how his mind tells him.
他盼望主跟他们讲更好的行为。
He hoped that Christ can teach him something.
更高的行为。
Teach him better words.
更讨神喜欢的行为。
Teach him to do things that please the Lord.
夫子，你行的神迹。
He said, teachers, the signs that you have done
若没有神同在，无论如何
cannot be done unless God is with you.
他把主完全当作老师了。
So he treat Christ as a teacher.
你这个人很奇妙，你是从神那里差来教导我们的。
So he thought that Christ is an appointed teacher from God to teach people things.
如回答他的话。
So this is how Christ responded.
当头打了一棒。
So Christ responded to him.In his face,
不是行为的问题。
He said, "It is not what you can do."
是生命的问题。
But what is your life?
我实实在在的告诉你。
He said, "Truly, truly, I say to you."
人若不重生，
unless
不能见神的国。
Unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
主讲话常常有语气，实实在在。
So.If you pay attention to how Christ said this sentence, truly, truly, I say to
you. 原文是说，实在又实在。
Truly and truly,
我实在又实在地告诉你。
So it's a very matter of fact, indeed, this is what I'm telling you.
主讲这句话，下面都是很重要的事了。
So every time when Christ used that tone, something important comes after.
用双倍加重的语气来讲。
Because he is emphasizing it twice.
我实实在在，实在又实在告诉你。
Truly and truly.
若不重生，不能见神的国。
Unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
主给他两个新的名字。
So Christ now introduced him two new names.
主讲重生。
He talked about reborn.
他从来没听见过。
Nicodemus does not know what
that
means.
中文翻作重生，翻得太文雅了。
In the Chinese version, it's reborn.
反而把原来的意思淹没了。
But then it also does not transcribe it perfectly.
原文的意思说，再生一次。
The original language talk about being born again.
也可以翻作从上头生。
Could also be transcribed as being born up high.
一个地方我还是听不懂。
Nicodemus wouldn't understand.
第二个名字中提起来的神的国。
Another new term that was introduced, the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母也没有听过。
Nicodemus did not know what is kingdom of God.
什么叫做神的国？
So what is the kingdom of God?
在地上另外一个范围。
It is something that is not from earthly realm.
那是神的范围。
It is now in godly's realm.
那是神统治的范围。
A place where God has authority.
那是神做工的范围。
It is a place where God works.
神的国度。
Kingdom of God.
就说这个神的国度你连见都没有见过。
The Lord is telling Nicodemus, you have not
seen the kingdom
of God. 不要说有份了，
你根本没有见过神的国度。听见过神的国。
Forget being a part of that kingdom, you have not seen that kingdom
yet. 若不再生一次，不能见神的国。
Unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
尼哥底母听糊涂了。
Nicodemus was confused.
重生再生一次啊。
How can you be born again?
尼哥底母是个老年人，而且是有学问的人。
So Nicodemus is an elderly man.An educated man.
人的一生只能生一次，哪里有再生一次的事呢？
For each person born once, how can you born twice?
他很尊敬主啊。
So, but then Nicodemus respect what the Lord is saying.
他的话不知道扯到哪里去了。
But yet he didn't understand.
他说人已经老了。
So Nicodemus said, if a person is old,
岂能再经母腹生出来吗？
How can this person enter his mother's womb a second time?
再就是主给你做那个大神迹，让你再生出来。
Even if God performed miracle for him to go back to the mother's womb,
你仍旧是老旧生命。
Wouldn't it just be the same?
再生一次也没有用。
If you're born from your mother's womb again, wouldn't that just be the same?
所以主第二句话进步了。
So then Jesus answered again.
人若不从水和圣灵生的，不能进神的国。
Unless someone is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
如果人要到圣灵生。
Born of the Spirit.
他更没有听见过。
Nicodemus confused.
这句话从这里讲的，人已经老了，岂能再经母腹生出来呢？
When a person is old, he cannot enter his mother's womb a second time.
主说从肉身生的就是肉身。
Then the Lord said that, being born of flesh is flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
And which has been born of the Spirit is spirit.
主的话进步了。
The Lord is now progressively telling his message.
尼哥底母见主的时候是完全没有得救的人。
Nicodemus, before meeting Christ, he was not saved.
或者另一个境界的人。
He was a person who is, he was an outsider.
和主谈话之后得救了。
But after talking to Christ, he was saved.
很强烈得救了。
Very strong.
到最后我们会讲。
I'll tell you later.
他说怎么有这件事呢
？Then Nicodemus asked, "How so?"
一个天然的生命，再聪明，学问再好
，For a natural born, for a natural life, doesn't matter how smart you are.
见识再多
，How experienced and educated you may be.
问的问题就是莫名其妙的。
The question that he asked Christ has no meaning.
尼哥底母在主面前那天啊，是问为 how, why.
So all Nicodemus could really ask Christ is how and why.How?
怎么可能呢
？How?
能再经母腹怎么生出再生一次啊
？How can a man be born again?
若不从水和圣灵生的
，If not born,
不能进神的国。
If someone is not born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
主第一次说见神的国。
The first time Jesus said to see the kingdom of God.
第二次说进神的国。
Second time.Enter the kingdom of God.
你跟我听糊涂了。
And Nicodemus is now utterly confused.
四福音里的主讲话。
In the four gospel books, when Christ speaks,
根本不在乎人听懂不听懂的。
The purpose is not if man can understand it at that time.
主和我们不一样啊。
Because the Lord is different from us.
主随时都有开人眼睛的大能。
The Lord has the power to open our eyes.
开人的眼。
Open our eyes.
开人的心窍。
Open our heart.
就是讲过话的人得救了。
So that's why after he speaks, people get saved.
主已经开他的心眼了。
Because their heart is open.
从灵生的就是灵。
Whoever is born of the flesh is the flesh.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
And which has been born of the spirit is spirit.
主在这里讲到了生命的律。
So then the Lord now talk about the law of different lives.
什么叫做律?
What is a law?
永远不变的叫做律。
A law is something that never changed.
我把东西丢下去它掉下来。
If I throw something out,
这是个律。
It will drop.
地心吸力的律。
The law of gravity.
我在这里这样做。
If I do it here,
它掉下来了。
Whatever I drop will fall.
换我半个地球到台湾这样做，它一样掉下来了。
If I go across the sea to Taiwan, same thing.
到最南面去非洲这样做，它一样掉下来了。
If I go to the south side of Africa, same thing, same result.
永远不变叫做律。
Something that never changes is a law.
每一个生命都是个律。
Each life is a law.
生命是最大的律。
Our life has its law.
我们见过各种各样的动物。
We have seen many different animals.
天上飞的。
Birds that fly.
水里游的。
Fish that swims.
地上走的。
Animals that walk.
生命就是个律。
Each life has its law.
一只鸟会飞。
A bird.Will fly.
这不是大鸟叫小鸟怎么飞的。
It's not that the little baby bird got taught how to fly.
它的生命就是会飞的生命。
They are born to fly.
这是鸟的生命的律。
The law of a bird is that they fly.
一条鱼在水里游。
A fish would swim.
不是大鱼叫小鱼怎么游泳的。
It's not that they are taught how to swim.
鱼就生在水里面的。
They were born in the water.
他的生命就是活在水中的。
The law of their life is in the water.
他一生下来就会游泳的。
They're born and they swim.
游泳是生命的律。
Swimming in the water is part of their life.
我们人是两个脚在地上走的。
Man, we walk with our two feet.
我每年都有一次啊，从美国飞到台湾。
And each time I would fly to Taiwan, each year.
我换个地球了。
Across the globe.
这个飞机要坐十几个小时啊。
14 hours on the plane.
你有没有像我这样坐飞机多的经验？
Have you been on the plane as often as I have?
飞机啊，坐三个小时差不多了。
For me, being on the plane 3 hours is enough.
坐四个小时啊，人很不舒服了。
4 hours, you're stretching it.
坐十几个小时，实在是很受罪的。
But 14 hours, please.
因为我在飞机上啊。
So when I'm on a plane,
也不睡觉了。
I can't sleep.
前两年来的一位。姊妹 Ms. Barker 是我们的讲员。
A few years back, Ms. Barker, one of our speakers,
她就和我不同啊。
She's different from me.
我说我是很羡慕你的。
I envy her.
上飞机就睡了。
She would go on the plane and she sleeps.
醒过来到台湾。
And she wakes up, she's in Taiwan.
哎呀，我说我像你这样，我一年去十次也没问题。
And I said, if I could be like you, I would go to Taiwan 10 times a year.
也不睡。
I could and I couldn't sleep.I couldn't eat.
睁着眼睛从美国看到台湾。
I would just have my eyes wide open 14 hours straight.
从台湾睁着眼睛看到美国。很受不了。
Couldn't be on a flight.
台湾到了。
When I got to Taiwan.
脚踏在台湾地上，那真觉得舒服啊。
And when my feet is on the ground again, I feel better.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
我不是造生活在空中的。
That my life is not a life of flying.
我是生活走在地上的。
My life, I walk on the ground.
脚踏在地上真舒服啊。
I feel comfortable walking on the ground.
生命就是一个律。
Each life has its law.
主说肉身生的就是肉身。
The Lord said, what's been born of the flesh is flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
What's been born of the spirit is spirit.
什么叫肉身生？
What is flesh?
那是人的生命。
That's our natural life.
一生只有生一次，没有生两次一次的。
And you could only be born of that flesh once.
这就你跟弟兄听不懂主的话。再生一次，我怎么生第二次啊？
That's how Nicodemus got confused. How does your flesh life be born again?
讲这句莫名其妙的话，人老了。怎么再从母腹生出来啊？
That's why Nicodemus responded and said, How do I go back to my mother's womb?
就是再生出来也没有用。
I tell you, even if you can go back to the womb,
肉身生的还是肉身。
It will be born of the flesh again.
所有天然生命都一样的。
All the natural life is the same.
我们天然生命三个特点。
Our natural life has three characteristics.
第一是犯罪的生命。
First is that it's a life of sin.
犯罪不是个行为啊。
Now, sin is not just an action.
我们里面的生命啊。
It is part of life.
我们生出来了也没上过犯罪学校。
You are born, have you go to class to learn how to sin?
从来没有人教我们犯罪。
Did someone teach you how to sin?
会不会犯罪啊。
But do you sin?
犯罪是我们的生命啊。
Sinning is part of our life.
我们的生命就是个犯罪的生命。
Our life is a life of sin.
我们的生命就是个虚空的生命。
Our life is also a life of vanity.
把什么给他都不能满足他的。
Whatever you try to please yourself, you never will be successful.
马太福音十六章主说了一句话。
In Mark, the Lord says,
主人若赚的全世界，
if a man wins the whole world,
赔上自己的魂，
gains the whole world,
还有什么益处呢？
But he loses his soul, what's the point?
人能拿什么去换魂呢？
What can man exchange for his soul?
我们的生命就是一个虚空的生命。
So that's why our life is a life of vanity.
第三，我们的生命。
Thirdly,
第四的生命。
Our life is a life that will end.
人的一生最后一件事。
The last thing of your life
是死亡。
Is death.
就一生没有意义了。
Then your life is over.
你得到了什么到末了都虚空。
Whatever you have gained, it's not there.
我们在地上追求名，追求利。
If you are still pursuing power and wealth,
等死亡来到，一样都不是你的。
When death comes, nothing.
我们是犯罪的生命。
We have the life of sin.
我们是虚空的生命。
We have the life of vanity.
我们是必死的生命。
And this is a life that will end.
从肉身生的就是肉身。
What's born of the flesh is flesh.
从灵生的就是灵。
But what's born of the spirit?Is spirit.
圣灵的生命完全是个不同的生命。
The spiritual life is a different thing.
圣灵生命更大的意义。
The spiritual of life has a better meaning.
它本身就是圣洁生命。
It is a life of holiness.
是个满足的生命。
It is a life that fulfills.
是个永远的生命。
And it is an eternal life.
那是主的生命啊。
That's a life of Christ.
从圣灵生的。就是灵。
What's been born of the spirit is spirit.
尼哥底母说：“怎么会有这件事呢？”
And Nicodemus said, "How?"
他到这里，他完全听不懂了。
Still utterly confused.
主说：“风随着意思吹。”
And Jesus answers, "How the wind blows."
这里我们中文圣经出了个大事情。
And then I tell you the Chinese version, bad translation.
最重要的字犯错了。
The most important word is not translated correctly. In the original language, wind and spirit is the same word.
关着风啊,
Now it's transcribed as the wind blowing.
主讲的话是灵随着意思吹,
But what Christ is saying is the spirit flows.
你不晓得它从哪里来往哪里去,
and you don't know where it comes from and where it will go.
他说圣灵圣的都是这样,
He said all spiritual things are like this.
主讲到圣灵圣了,
Now we talk about how a person is spiritually born.
我们夏令会啊,
During a summer conference,
第三天晚上总有个机会, 帮助弟兄姊妹得到圣灵浇灌。
And the third night, usually, we
这我们用按手来服侍的人呢
，where we press head so that you can be blessed.
都懂得一件事，圣灵的风。
Then, for all the ministers who go around and press hands,
那么明显圣灵的风在吹哦。
They can feel where the spirit is.
你跟着圣灵的风去按手。
And then, so that you will follow the spirit.To put your hand, lay your hand.
很有果效。
And when you follow the Spirit,
你很容易啊。
It's fruitful, and it's easy.
一下过去一大批人都得了。
You follow the Spirit, and then everyone is touched.
但是，很难这样，一直这样。
However, it's not always like that.
弟兄姊妹都关心他们自己的人。
Sometimes brothers and sisters want to pull you aside.
都拉住安守的人，然后。弟兄们到我们这里来了。
He said, brother, lay hand on this person, lay hand on that brother.
弟兄们问说这个人去按手了。
Oh, brother, see, lay hand on that sister, that brother.
一离开圣灵的风。
And when you not follow the spirit,
也会叫人得。
Sometimes it works.
那就很累。
But it takes a lot of effort.
很费力啊。
It's tiring.
就这个话给弟兄姊妹讲没有用。
But then you may not understand.
圣灵的风很明显的。
But then the spirit is blowing.
所以把风给灵是一个字啊。
So that's why wind and spirit is the same word.
在这里绝对翻作灵。
So here it should be transcribed.
灵随着意思吹。
The spirit flows by its will.
你不晓得往哪里来往哪里去。
You would not know where it comes from or where it goes.
凡从圣灵生的也是如此。
And all the things that's born of the spirit is like that.
这个尼哥底母实在越来越听不懂。
And Nicodemus still confused.
主进入这旧约了。
And then Jesus goes on.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇。
Just as Moses lifted up the serpent.
人的照样被举起来。
So must the Son of Man be lifted up.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
So that everyone who believes will have eternal life.
这是在民数记二十一章的圣经。
That's the story in the book of Numbers.
是以色列人跟着摩西离开埃及。
When Israelites follow Moses, left Egypt.
到了大而可怕的旷野了。
And now they're in the wilderness.
这埃及的旷野是以色列人两个完全不同的地方。
Wilderness is where the Israelites were lost. The same spiritual place for our brothers and sisters.
我们没有信主以前呢,
Before we believe in Christ,
世界对我们是繁华的埃及,
this world is like Egypt.
我们在里面求名求利,
a prosperous place where we gain,
求世界的一切,
where we try to gain wealth, try to gain power.
我们得救之后,
but once we're saved,
世界变了一个大而可怕的旷野了。
This particular place has now become a wilderness.
我们像梦一样醒过来了。
Just like a dream, we have now woken up.
我们的人生啊，就是一个大而可怕的旷野。
I tell you, our life is in the wilderness.
在人生旷野里面，别的东西都没有价值。
Now walking in the wilderness, nothing has meaning.
以色列人到旷野。
Now the Israelites are in this wilderness.
40年时间。
40 years they spent.
经过42站的经历。
And after 42 chapters of different experiences.
到了迦南美地。
They finally got to Canaan.
神的儿女到旷野。
Then brothers and sisters. Oh no.
一路经过神的浩大救恩。
God's people in the wilderness. They experienced the blessing of God.
神叫我们经历救恩。
God wanted them to experience his salvation.
这是我们人生唯一的价值。
So that is also the purpose of our life.
我们都要去见主了。
One day we'll meet the Lord.
见主，我们所有属灵的经历都和我们一起去的。
And when you meet the Lord, it is your spiritual experience that you bring with you.
世界的事都消灭了。
All the earthly things diminished.
只有主跟我们一起去永远。
And only the Lord is with you for eternity.
所以我都是劝弟兄姊妹要追求主啊。
So that's why, brothers and sisters,Pursue the Lord.
我已经年老了。
I am older now.
主给我很不错的身体。
The Lord has given me a pretty healthy body.
只要今年能去台湾，我一定要去台湾。
If this year is a possibility, I would still go to Taiwan.
侍奉主，最大的喜乐。
To serve the Lord is my greatest joy.
追求主是最宝贵的经历。
And pursuing the Lord, knowing the Lord is the most precious
experience. 我们一路
得着主。Gain the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹看着我们这次家庭命是成。
So, brothers and sisters, pay attention to these four stages of spiritual life. Come pursue the Lord.
那些以色列人到了旷野。
And the Israelites now in the wilderness.
老毛病又发怨言了。
And then they started complaining again.
都是老毛病，路难走。
They would always complain, oh, the path is too rough.
对于属灵粮食厌倦了。
Oh, the food is not great.
天天吃那个淡而无味的食物。
Even though they're eating manna,
其实玛纳对人家讲玛纳，玛纳是很好吃的东西了。
I told you, manna must taste great.
我在旧约读玛纳降下来的时候，玛纳的味道啊。
And in the Old Testament, they talk about raining manna.
我读来读去很像冰淇淋啊。
And then in my interpretation, it should taste like ice cream.
甜甜的。
A little bit sweet.
冷冷的。
A little bit cold.
肥肥的。
A little bit fattening.
像不像冰淇淋啊？
Sounds like ice cream.
玛纳是很好吃的东西啊。
Manna should taste great.
那天吃他们厌烦了。
But then after many, many days, they got tired.
闹摩西也埋怨神。
And then they complain and complain about, against God.
这个故事很有名的故事。
Famous story.
有火蛇咬他们。
So God sent this fiery serpent.
火蛇是到人的罪。
The fiery serpent is sin.
火蛇是很毒的蛇。
A very poisonous snake.
不仅痛，而且会死。
Not only the bite hurts, it'll kill you.
他们就求告摩西。
So now these people came to Moses.
摩西祷告神。
And asked him to intercede.
神说造条火蛇。
So God asked Moses.
挂在杆子上。
Put a bronze serpent on a flag.
摩西当然没有本事。
On a flagpole.
造条火的蛇了。
And of course, Moses wouldn't know how to put it together.
只有神能造火的东西。
Only God can do it.
神就允许他造条铜蛇。
So God asked Moses to put this bronze serpent together.
挂在杆子上。
Put it together on a flagpole.
这个铜蛇是很有名的一个福音故事。
And the bronze serpent is a famous gospel.
全世界的医药机构。
Oh, yeah. All the medical organizations around the world.
他们都用 铜蛇来做他们的商标。
On their symbols, you see that they all have a bronze serpent on a pole.
能看见的。
Go to any symbols you can find.
他们的医药广告啊。
If you go into a
都有那个画在上面的。
Any medicines or any
approvals, 一条蛇爬在杆子上。
You see the seal, the symbol has the bronze serpent on it.
这就是民数记铜蛇的故事。
That's from this chapter.
用圣经故事来做商标，很聪明啊。
A Bible story to become their trademark, the symbol.
但是把圣经用错了。
But yet, they did not use this passage correctly.
他们叫人仰望医药啊。
Now, the medical company is asking people to trust medicine.
圣经铜蛇的故事不是仰望医药啊。
But then in the Bible, in this particular message, the bronze serpent is not medicine.
叫人仰望主啊。
The bronze serpent is to look on Christ.
这个说不消啊。
That's a big difference.
误导了整个世界上的人呢。
Now the world is misled.
你们出去留心了都会看见的。
If you go and start paying attention, you'll see the symbol.
所以铜蛇的故事在人中间很有名啊。
The story of the bronze serpent.
什么叫做铜蛇？
What is a bronze serpent?
铜蛇预表主道成肉身。
The bronze serpent is a representation of
Christ becoming flesh.
Christ coming to be a man.
人看他完全是一个人。
When see him as another man.
但是铜蛇只有蛇的形状。
So that the bronze serpent has the shape of a serpent.
没有蛇的生命。
But it does not have the life of a serpent.
更没有蛇的毒。
And it does not have the poison of a serpent.
这是铜蛇的意义。
That's the meaning.
铜在圣经是预表审判。
Bronze in the Bible represents judgment.
主是铜蛇挂在十字架上为我们的罪受审判。
So the Lord comes as a bronze serpent so that he took on the judgment for us on the pole.
救恩啊，仰望铜蛇就活了。
And the salvation that day is that if you look at the bronze serpent, you're saved.
看伤口的人都死了。
If you're looking at your bite mark, you die.
看铜蛇的人都活了。
If you look up at the bronze serpent, you live.
我们说很有名的诗歌。
Another famous song we sing.
叫做望救活。
If you look up, you're saved.
仰望主就活了。
If you look up to the Lord, you live.
看自己的伤口都死了。
If you look on your own wound, you die.
那天摩西造一条铜蛇。
So Moses put a bronze serpent together that
day. 挂在杆子上。
Put it on a flagpole.
叫以色列人来望铜蛇。
So the Israelites look up.
望铜蛇的人都活了。
Whoever looks at the bronze serpent, live.
我们再回到尼哥底母了。
Now coming back to Nicodemus.
主说摩西在旷野怎样举蛇
？Christ said, just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness,
人子也照样被举起来。
So must the Son of Man.
叫一切信他的都必得活。
So that everyone who believes will have eternal life in him.
尼哥底母得救了。
Then Nicodemus was saved.
不知道什么时候主开他的眼了。
I don't know when, but Nicodemus' eyes were open that time.
不在乎他听懂没有听懂主的话。
It really doesn't matter if he understood the message.
开他的眼睛。
His eyes were open.
开他的心跳。
His heart was open.
他一下看见。
All of a sudden,
讲话的这一位是荣耀神的儿子啊。
All of a sudden, Nicodemus recognized Christ.
是万人的救主啊。
He's the Son of God.
他得救了。
And then he was saved.
最后我们要讲。
And then lastly,
彼得前书一章也说到重生。
First Peter chapter 1 also talk about being reborn.
你们蒙了重生。
If you have been born again,
不是由于不能朽坏的种子。
For you have been born again, not of seed which is perishable,
不朽坏的种子。
But imperishable.
彼得书信啊，都喜欢用他几个喜欢用的字。
In the letter of Peter, he has a few go-to words.
三个字是彼得最喜欢用的。
Three words that he uses a lot.
第一个是宝贵。
First is precious.
就经历出来的才是宝贵。
Things that you can experience, spiritual experience, are precious.
第二字是受苦。
Second is suffering.
他讲的受苦和天主教讲的受苦完全不一样的。
The suffering that Peter talks about is very different from the Catholic.
为良心受苦。
If you're suffering from your conscience,
因着为基督基督徒而受苦
you're suffering as a Christian.
为着神的旨意而受苦
you're suffering for the will of God.
他讲的受苦高多了。
Those are spiritual
supplies.
And the third word that he uses, perishable, imperishable.
Corruptible, incorruptible. 这彼得最喜欢用的字。
Incorruptible.
不朽坏。
Incorruptible.
重生。
For you,
我们是这种的是不朽坏的种。
Been born again of the incorruptible.
不是不朽坏的种。
Not corruptible.
那下面就是讲最有名的话。
Then it goes on.
凡有血气的都像如草。
For all flesh is like grass.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
The grass will wither, the flowers fall off. 它
的美容就像草上的花。
And then we are like this grass.
人夸口的事。
Things that you can pull.
人在一生中也觉得得意的事。
Things that you are proud of. Things that you have done.
像草上的花。
It is like flowers on grass.
我读到这节圣经，我说草没有花。
And then I thought about it. Grass does not have flowers.
我家里后面就一片草地。
I have a backyard.
我到草地去看去。
And I would look at the grass.
草没有花啊。
There is no flowers on the grass.
我找了半天，发现草有花。
And then later, I recognized there is.
很少的草有花。
Some grass has flowers.
草上的花白白的。
And that flowers is white.
小小的。
Very tiny.
啊。我这就草上的花。
And I found it. There's flowers on grass.
我把它圈起来，明天再去看。
So that I put a mark and said I will look at you again tomorrow.
明天再去看了，它没有了。
When the next day,
草上的花时间很短。
That flower did not last.
也不好看，白白小小的。
Not so pretty. Wouldn't last.
一下就没有了。
And it was gone.
彼得说，我们的人生就是这样。
So Peter said, that's your life.
凡有血气的精都如草。
All flesh is like grass.
它的美容就像草上的花。
And your glory is like the flower of grass.
你人生得意的事不过像草上一朵小花一样的。
Things that you are proud of is like that flower.
草必枯干。
Grass will wither.
花必凋谢。
Flowers fall off.
人的美容也是这样。
All the things that you're so much proud of.
美国四年一选总统。
In the United States, we have a president's election every 4 years.
总统上台的时候也说，这么慷慨的。
And every president will come up and give a speech.
下台时候的也说可不大好听。
But then they are gone after a few years.
就是做不了两任，只做到一任的更不好听了。
If you only one term, then 4 years only.
自己大失望了。
Big disappointment.
人的美容像草上的花一样的。
Or our glory is like the flower.
我们一生得意的事就像草上的花。
Things that you are proud of.
只要追求主啊。
But only pursuing the Lord.
世上的是最大的价值，就是草上的花。
Oh, the biggest accomplishment you ever had.
草必枯干。
Grass will wither.
花必凋谢。
Flowers fall off.
人的美容也是这样。
Just like all the things we do.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们开始讲灵命四层。
We talk about these four stages. We start talking about these four stages.
我们就拿到那个 program 纲要。
Save your program sheet.
把纲要存起来。
Save it.
我们讲的信息一贯的。
Our message are consistent.
我一定讲的你们听懂了。
I will say it so that you understand.
大家合作一些追求好不好。
But you need to go capture.
除了主，没有一件事有价值的。
Outside of the Lord, nothing is meaningful.
我们再来唱首诗歌。
Let us sing a song again.
这是很雄壮的一首诗歌。
A strong and powerful song.
大家好好的唱哈。
Sing it with me.